Well, good morning. It's Brother Marlon here again. I'm just looking for another day. I want to just encourage each one of us in the Lord to walk according to His will and to walk by faith. This Christian life is a walk by faith. It's exciting as God is taking us through these times and He's showing us different things and know that He's in control. And I just want to encourage each one of us to walk by faith and to trust God. Well, this morning I want to read a small teaching, a little bit continued from yesterday, out of Romans 12. I wasn't going to go here, but the Lord inspired me to do this, so I'm going to trust Him. Romans 12, beginning in verse 10. Yesterday I had about the different gifts that God has given to the body and how we see those different gifts, as we can understand why some people react or do the things they do because of the gifts that God has given them. But now we get to a more practical area of life, very practical here in Romans 12, starting verse 10. Be kindly affected one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Simply just preferring somebody above ourselves, to not be wise in our own conceit, to think we're better than them, but to allow them to take the forefront. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. That's simply what it, as it says, not lagging in diligence, not being sloppy in business, but be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, to do all things as unto the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Rejoicing in hope, and patient in tribulation. It's a high calling, patient in tribulation. Here where we are down here in Florida, we're having a Bible study every morning here, and the teacher's taking us through the desert. He's showing us different blessings that are in the desert, and he's showing the desert as tribulation, that when we're in time of desert, it's a time when we need to trust the Lord and to rely on Him more than any other time that I've ever experienced in my life. When I'm going through that desert, through that tribulation, I have to be patient, trusting God. And the other thing that comes with that is continuing instant in prayer. Always be ready to pray when God lays it on your heart. Distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Could be much said about hospitality in other countries. We seem to have a step on us in the area of hospitality. When you show up in a third world country, when you show up at somebody's tent, no matter how poor they are, they'll usually give you a meal or they'll give you what they got. And time stops. Their work stops. And we Americans, in this culture we live in, don't quite understand that part, and we struggle with hospitality and have too much work to do. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. And that word bless simply means speak well of the person who degrades you, who puts you down. Rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to the men of low estate. And many times in my own life, when you see somebody who's a little bit down and out, or maybe he's a drunk, or he's a drug addict, you see him in the city, you kind of shy away. But he's saying, no, don't shy away from them. Go talk to them. Come down to their level and speak to them. Be not wise in your own conceit. Simply means be not wise in your own estimation, in your own image. Be not wise. Recompense no man evil for evil. Jesus makes that very clear in the New Testament. Do not repay evil for evil, but to bless them that curse you. Provide things unto them in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men at the high, high. high calling. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place in the wrath, for it is written, and this is God's word, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For so doing, thou shalt heap pools of fire on his head. Beautiful way to end what he just got done saying about the hospitality and the rejoice within that rejoice, and to speak well of those who persecute you, and not curse them, but to heap pools of fire upon his head. I want to just give a little story here. It happened to me last year. I had rented a space where I had put a dumpster, and I was dumping my trash, my shingle debris in that dumpster. And the neighbor decided he's going to throw his stuff in my dumpster. And my dumpster was for shingles only, for nothing else. And I looked into the trash, and I found the address and name and number of who was throwing the trash in there. I called him, and he got very upset at me. And he came down to the dumpster, and he was fuming. He was very mad at me, upset at me for calling him and asking him to come help take that trash out. And I had to think of this verse of to answer somebody who's upset at you with a soft answer. And I took the biblical way, and I began to speak softly and speak positively and speak blessings, and within a couple of minutes we were calmed down, we were sharing, and we left, we departed on very good terms. It could have been much different if I would have answered him word for word or voice for voice, but I took the biblical way of answering this man who was upset at me, who was not a Christian. And it's just proved to me that's very true. To keep pools of fire in his head, to speak softly to somebody who's upset, or to feed your enemy, or to give him a drink. There's nothing they can do. It will shame them to come and slap you back. If somebody's upset at you, just be kind to them. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. But just finalizing with heaping pools of fire in his head. Of being good. Well, I hope that could be an encouragement to you this morning. I just want to bless each one of you and to encourage you to continue stepping forward in faith and trusting that what God is putting you through is of Him, and that He will take care of you. He has promised that He will not give us more than what we can handle. Some days it feels that way, but when we get our perspective right, when we get our life right with God, we know that He will not give us more than we can handle. Well, God bless you and have a great day.